Topping the list for total compensation was Ohio State's controversial president, Gordon Gee, who left office under a cloud. He got more than $6 million, most of that deferred compensation and a $1.5 million payment in exchange for his promise not to sue the university. Eight others got more than $1 million, but here in Virginia, the highest paid college president was Virginia Tech's outgoing Charles Steger at nearly $837,000. At Virginia Commonwealth, President Michael Rao collected more than $736,000 in total compensation, and UVA's Teresa Sullivan was close behind at more than $731,000. Reporter Jonah Newman says women in the top job are still a minority on campus, but overall, they're paid well.
Fewer than one in five of the public college presidents who were in our survey were women, less than 20%. But what was a little bit surprising was that women, on average, made slightly more than men did.
8% more, to be exact. The survey also looked at other highly paid executives on campus and found those who are in it for the money should steer clear of the president's office.
So at the University of Virginia, the highest paid employee in 2012-13 was the football coach, just over $2 million.
In fact, when you look at all public college employees who make more than $1 million, 70% are coaches, 20% doctors or hospital administrators, and just 10% are university presidents. I'm Sandy Houseman.